Welcome to All About Books on NET Radio. I'm your host, Pat Leach, Director of Lincoln City Libraries. I chose the book Girl, Woman, Other, a novel by Bernardine Evaristo, because it's on this year's American Library Association Notable Books list. It got quite a bit of attention when it came out and was a co-winner of the Booker Prize for 2019, formerly known as the Man Booker Prize. She shared that with writer Margaret Atwood. This is Evaristo's eighth book, and she's also written poetry, short stories, drama, and criticism. This novel is written in a series of chapters, four groups of three, each focusing on one Black or mixed-race British woman. The book has interesting use, or maybe we should say non-use, of punctuation. No periods, but the words are arranged on the space with enough white space and arrangement to make it easy to follow. Something about this style of writing made it seem more immediate by being less formal. It reminded me of some comments that Nebraska writer Kwame Dawes, who also writes in a variety of genres, made about writing prose. He noted that poetry allows only a few words. Drama requires a few more. But prose is a challenge because it requires that you add all kinds of places and transitions and he says and she says. Evaristo's way of writing here makes the most of prose without foundering under all that extra weight. With each woman's story comes an exploration of feminism and how it has evolved over generations. This is exemplified by the first two characters. Amma, a Black playwright about to have a production at the prestigious National Theater, and this one is set in probably 2018 or 19. After so many years on the outskirts, Amma feels she has arrived. And then in contrast comes Amma's daughter, Yaz, raised by a remarkable gathering of friends who become family. Yaz turns a somewhat cynical eye and maybe sometimes patronizing eye on her mother, who seems quite behind the times in terms of 21st century gender identity. The characters proceed from there with various degrees of relationship among them. Many mother-daughter pairs, along with friends and others. Sometimes a novel with this structure has the various characters commenting on a particular event or person. In this case, they are primarily commenting on their sense of themselves as sexual beings, or as women, or as mothers or daughters, and how they came into that sense. But there is intermingling of stories, and often one person provides an alternate view of what another has described. The women range in age from teens to fairly elderly. In the chapter about a woman named Winsome, her granddaughter one day asks her to tell her story. Winsome is pleased because she hasn't really been asked that before. And as she begins her story, she says this about meeting her husband. Recorded over the forthcoming winter months when I was adjusting to the weather and the culture, I was grateful to have him to support and steer me, even though he wasn't particularly good-looking or with a dashing personality, both attributes I'd imagined for a husband before I was mature enough to accept that it was easier to dream than it was to make the dream come true. And here is another from Hattie, who is now old, reflecting on not ever knowing her father. Hattie remembers when her and Slim lived with Ma and Pa and Addie Mae and Sonny when they were small children. It was an ideal setup with two women and two men working together to raise the children and run the farm. Her and Ma were more like friends than mother and daughter. From as young as she can remember, they did everything together. Father said she could twist Ma around her little finger. He couldn't get a word in edgewise, which was true. Ma said she missed her own mother, Daisy, who died young, and not a day went by that she didn't wish she had known her own father, the Abyssinian. Who was he, Hattie? Who was he? What rang true to me about the stories was how each person's evolution was so tied to the people around her, from birth through very old age. The impact of parents and upbringing were never truly left behind, even as husbands, lovers, and others shaped important periods. Evaristo creates a sense of people telling their story in a way that felt authentic. She cleverly created relationships among them in small ways that contrast with the clear bonds between close friends or mothers and daughters. As one reviewer noted, often the turn of a chapter flips us into the unexpected depths of a character we've met in passing. Evaristo creates such a clear persona for each, for their time, for the place that became their home, for the way they grew into themselves. Here is how she describes the book's creation in an interview. She said, "I wanted to create as many Black, British, female protagonists as I could get away with. I decided that each woman would have her own section, but they are all kind of interdependent. The first character I wrote was Carol the banker, and then her mother, Boomy, appeared in Carol's section, and I thought, okay, Boomy's going to be the next character. And Carol has a school teacher named Shirley, so Shirley became a character. At that stage, I was starting to think in a more organized way and thought, I'm going to have Shirley's mother because she'll be of an earlier Caribbean immigrant generation. And that's how the book was built, with one character leading to another in a quite organic way. I wanted to have a diversity of backgrounds, experiences, and qualities, all of it." As the book nears its end, many of its people have gathered together at the after party for Amma's production at the National Theater. And then, at its very end, Evarista ties up a loose end. She concludes the novel with these words, "This is not about feeling something or about speaking words. This is about being together." As is true for much of the fiction on the notable books list, this seems a perfect book group title. So many relationships to explore, so many personalities to love or hate, and so many universal themes of feminism, friendship, and family. There's also the more particular and deeply explored setting of Great Britain and the specific group of women who are Black or mixed race, living a variety of sexual orientations. Issues of class and race are raised over and over within those generations. With this book, Bernardine Evaristo became the first Black female winner of England's prestigious Booker Prize. In interviews, she noted that British Black women writers seem just now coming into their own. This excellent novel completely supports her observation. The book is Girl, Woman, Other by Bernardine Evaristo, published by Black Cat in 2019. You've been listening to All About Books on NET Radio. Podcasts of this and other programs are available online. Visit netnebraska.org/radio. For All About Books, I'm Pat Leach.
All About Books is supported by The Coinery, buying and selling coins, gold bullion, and offering collectors supplies and out-of-print books on Nebraska and the Great Plains. The Coinery, since 1964, owned by Jim McKee, located in the Piedmont Shops at Cotner and A in Lincoln.